it seems really surreal that that figure's being branded around. I mean, like, it still feels like it was yesterday when I took my first game. Those memories and those visions that I have of those days are still very relevant in my mind. And to say that it's almost 6 years and 300 games later, yeah, doesn't feel that time has passed. I've really enjoyed it. I said the other day that it's flown by, and I think that's partial because you enjoy every minute of it, enjoy the challenges. In some weird way, enjoy the stress and the worries and the heartache the job can bring, because that's all part of it, and that makes the successes taste even sweeter when they rarely come around.
It obviously doesn't get any easier winning matches, but do the processes get easier the more games you have under your belt?
That's a very good question. Possibly they do. Yeah, I think when you take the job, you're a bit of a blank canvas. I certainly had to feel my way into the role and trial things and see if things worked, and if they didn't work, chuck them out. If they did work, keep with it. I'd say, you know, I've changed drastically in terms of the training we do and how we work and what we do. The principles certainly haven't changed. The job is still exactly the same. But I suppose you do enable yourself to save time because you've done certain things before.
Where do you, when you want to change an idea or you're looking for fresh ideas, where do you go? Where does a manager go?
A blank pad and a pen. That's really where I would say 90% of the time I will go. I mean, occasionally you might go to a book or to the internet or to a training session you've seen, but usually it's a blank canvas and a pen and a diary, because I like to look back and reflect on things we've done previously and maybe put a new slant on it. It is one of the most difficult parts of the job, is to be fresh, is to come up with new ideas, and to keep the players interested, for them to do something they've never done before. We hate to repeat things, so I'm going to have to get that pad out now and again and try and find some new ideas.
Is that one of the biggest sort of pride you take in it, is your creativity reaping results? Because anyone could pick up a book by a famous manager and try and copy their methods, I suppose. But at the same time, for you, thinking of ideas that can not only be new but also can get you results, get you where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big challenge is to come up with new drills that actually work. And there's no better feeling when you come up with an idea that you really like. And I would say that a lot of our best stuff comes from us, and that's me, Jason and Simon. The homemade drills, the ones that we've thought of, when you see a problem and you try and identify that problem and say, right, we've got to do some work on this, let's find the best way. That's the most exciting aspect, planning and creating the drills.
And you'd have been on the end of plenty of set pieces when you were a defender coming up for corners, but I guess the set piece creativity, we love the step over one amongst others, but the need to try and find different set pieces, of course, continues as well.
Well, yeah, it does, and it goes in waves, really. You delve into something, you see something you like, and then you go away from it and then maybe revisit it. And that's a continuous cycle. Set plays is something that we're really keen to be different and to try and catch teams unorganised. You have different successes, some work, some don't. I remember the ones that do, and you quickly forget the ones that don't and move on.
It's a coincidence that your 300th game on Saturday will coincide with your 37th birthday as well. Is that just another day in the calendar for you, your birthday?
Do you know what, Chris? Until you've mentioned it, I haven't given it a minute's thought, and that's honestly, that's the case. Too involved in the day-to-day running of the club to worry about a birthday. Although it's not nice to get older, and I think when you get into your late 30s, it's a horrible feeling.
Will it just be a quiet, you know, glass or something with the missus and your boys on the day or something? Will you celebrate at all, or is it just a Saturday night in front of X Factor?
I think it'll be very dependent on the result. I think if we get a good result, I'll enjoy the evening more. If we don't, I will be very unhappy somewhere at home.